We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is a Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. And as we count down to NBA All-Star Weekend, it is our great pleasure to welcome into the program maybe the greatest dunker, Hugh, in the history of the NBA, Dominique Wilkins joining us.
Nick, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Nick, do you still get excited for the All-Star game, man?
Yeah, I do. But I think the thing I get excited about the most is really, to be honest with you, is the Legends Brunch. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful event.
You know, it is a great weekend, and they have really built it up from what it used to be. And now a chance for the Hawks to showcase again this week. But before we get to this weekend with the Hawks, I'd like to take you back, if I can, Nick. I was fortunate enough to be courtside at Market Square Arena in 1985, watching you win the slam dunk. Can you take me back to that event that day in Indianapolis? I mean, you beat, think about this, you beat Michael Jordan, Dr. J, Larry Nance. I mean, it was a who's who in 85.
Well, everybody wanted to do it. Everybody wanted to. The best was, you know, you didn't have four guys doing it. You had six or seven, sometimes eight guys in the contest. So it was a special event.
And you had a chance to, you know, go through that. Were you aware of if there was a slam dunk contest that kind of really set the tone for the slam dunk, that was it. That was the year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but again, you had all the best athletes in the contest. And, you know, the slam dunk was the signature mark or event at All-Star Weekend, that and the three-point contest. I mean, everybody wanted to see it.
Yeah, no question about that. Speaking of that, do you remember that slam dunk contest you had against Spud Webb? And were you surprised that little fella got up the way that he did?
Well, I wasn't surprised that he got up the way he did. I was surprised the type of dunks he was doing in the contest, because I've never seen him.
You know what's funny? We had a chance to talk to him the other day. And he was telling me that he never, like, he was doing dunks on the fly. Like, he was thinking up those things as he went along. Did you do the same thing, or was it a thing where you kind of practiced for the slam dunk?
I never worked on dunks before the dunk contest. Everything was stuff I was doing in games. And so it was easy.
I mean, yeah, because you were doing windmills in the game. I mean, that was your signature, yeah. Right?
Right, exactly. So I never worked on it, and I can tell you Michael never worked on it as well.
It was just something you guys, I mean, and now, of course, it's a production. I mean, guys jump over cars, they do it blindfolded. I mean, they get, it's a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's then took it to a different type of level. But, you know, there's no imagination like the element of surprise. And so, you know, that the fans don't know what you're going to do until it happens.
With that being said, has John Collins stepped to you yet and asked you, or Vince Carter for that matter, has he pointers about the All-Star, slam dunk contest?
Yeah, Vince and I have been giving him some pointers and some insight on what he has to do and how he has to come out. And I think John's going to do very well.
Was there any pressure to say, like, listen here, young fella, you know, this is a great place for you to make your name for yourself? Did anybody say anything to that nature to him?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's that, you know, the publicity level is, I mean, as you're on a world stage, you know, and this is a chance to really show them who you are.
Dominique Wilkins joining John and Hugh talking about All-Star Weekend. You're right, Dominique. Let's take this All-Star Weekend. You have Trae Young and John Collins. They're both going to be in the Rising Stars game. Trae's going to be in the Skills Challenge and John in the Slam Dunk. How important is it for the franchise, given what Travis Schlenk and Lloyd Pierce are trying to do, to have these guys kind of take that stage? And you're coming off a big win over LeBron and the Lakers. Right. You're going into the All-Star Weekend. What does it mean for the Hawks?
It means a lot to us, you know, to have these two young guys. It's All-Star Weekend. You know, it gives them a chance to, again, show who they are. And it's great for the franchise that you got two up-and-coming young stars that have a chance to do something special. So this is wonderful for our franchise.
You know, speaking of that, the job that Coach Lloyd Pierce has done up to this point, what grade would you give him, letter grade would you give him at this point in the season?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to, you know, to kind of gauge that and grade that, you know, because then everybody going through a learning process. And, you know, Lloyd Pierce is no different, but I think he's done a wonderful job with these young kids. have responded to what he wants to do.
Dominique Wilkins joining John and Hugh, talking a little bit about the Hawks. Dominique, when you first got traded from Utah back to, you know, back home, for lack of a better term, and became a member of the Hawks, the franchise kind of went through a transition period. And once you transitioned and kind of got some of your new teammates in, and the whole Czar, the Telestrator thing started to happen for you in the mid-'80s, you saw that kind of transition period. Are you seeing where we're transitioning now from what it was under Mike Budenholzer to what it will be under Lloyd Pierce, and that the future is tracking in the right direction?
I think so. I mean, you know, you go through a transformation, you know, in this game. And I think what people have to do is just be very patient, and things will happen. We have a great young core group of players that gets it, and that is constantly developing. And I think we're going to do some special things. You know, any team you have to build, and I think that we're going to be in a situation next couple of years where we are that team that everybody compete against.
Of course, Hawks legend and now Hawks commentator Dominique Wilkins talking about the All-Star weekend ahead and where the Hawks sit. Hugh and I were talking, Dominique, about, and Hugh, you made this point about, you know, don't, you know, try not to get over your skis in terms of you want to get to the playoffs, but don't go too fast. You want to stay true to who you are, kind of thing.
So basically, we're talking about the free agency coming up next year. You know, they said there's going to be 40% of the free agents coming into the market next year in the NBA. How do you not go into a season or off season and not try to, you know, go out and get the big name free agent and let this thing just take its course and let these young players develop? How tough is it not to go out and do that in free agency?
Well, you know, one thing is I can't really talk too much about the free agency thing, you know, because, you know, as an executive, you got to kind of let them do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our management, basketball ops, are, you know, they're being very creative in how they do things. So, you know, Travis and those guys are going to do the best for this franchise. So I think everybody has the opportunity to do well, or, you know, get a free agent that hopefully can help their team. But, you know, it's all about, you know, being strategic and how you're playing.
Right. And I guess the point is that I think fans are kind of on board with what you know, Tony Ressler's vision is, Dominique, for the mm-hmm. franchise. One of the things I've always said, and one of the things I really like about what Tony Ressler has done since he took over the team, is that everything he's done has been through Travis Schlenk and now to Coach Pierce and to the team, very transparent to the fans. Hey, this is what we're going to do. This is the order that we're going to do it. And as people see the you know, they take them along the steps here, there's, you know, no reason not to I don't see any reason to venture off track here, do you?
A win, no. And anyone, you know, his main objective is to build a winner here. That's the main objective, is get a championship one day. And that's always been his objective. You know, we have a wonderful ownership that, you know, is doing the necessary things to, you know, to move us in that direction. So that's the only goal, is to win.
After post-All-Star, between now and the end of the year, you've seen growth, you know, of Trae Young. Now that John Collins has gotten healthy, we see growth in Kevin Huerter, in Amari Spellman, some of the other young players. What do you want to see with the Hawks achieve here? Is there what kinds of goal? Is there a goal here towards the end of the year?
Well, the goal is to continue to develop, you know, and keep adding pieces to our team. That's the ultimate goal. And because, again, you know, when you have a young team like this, it doesn't happen overnight, you know. And so, again, it takes patience. It takes, you know, planning and continue to develop. And that's what it's all about.
If I can, Dominique Wilkins has been joining us for a couple of minutes, and I know that we have some fans that are weighing in here. Dominique, if I can, I'd like to ask you a question away from the Hawks a little bit. Do you stay in contact with the program up in Athens? And kind of what's your take on Georgia basketball at the moment?
Well, it's growing. You know, and hopefully get back to what it used to be. And hopefully with Coach Green that will happen. And this has got a pretty serious commitment right now from, you know, a young player here in Georgia. So and that's where it starts, you know, being able to get players in their own state.
Yeah, it certainly, and that's been a problem for, you know, some of the colleges around here, is keeping that local talent here. All right, so Dominique, we got the All-Star weekend mm-hmm. coming up in Charlotte, North Carolina. Are you going to be there?
I am.
A little extra pressure on John Collins with you watching the slam dunk.
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to see John and Trey, you know, and do their thing and enjoy the weekend. And that's what it's about, man. I'm happy for both of these guys, you know. And, you know, actually I was going to come back right after the slam dunk contest, but I'm going to stay for the weekend and go to Legends Brunch and all that good stuff. And then I'm going to mosey on back to Atlanta.
I heard it's a great weekend, too. A great, great yep. weekend.
Dominique, enjoy the weekend. Thanks for taking a few minutes, and we look forward to the All-Star weekend.
No problem.
Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.